How many of you have heard about this bullet train that's coming to California? Some of you have heard about it. Some of you are blissfully ignorant about it. You are about not to be, let me tell you. Let me just give you a little bit. It's called the high-speed rail. It's a bullet train. It goes in excess of 200 miles an hour. The whole idea is that it will go from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco, and that a ride from Los Angeles up to San Francisco would take about two and a half hours. Kind of an exciting thing. Particularly politicians are very excited about this for three different reasons. Reason number one, it's green. I'm not sure what that is, but it's green. Every time I look at the train, it looks like it's blue, but they say it's green. That's all I have to say about that. secondly, it provides lots of jobs. Say 600,000 jobs will be provided by this high-speed rail. And thirdly, the federal government is interested in writing the checks. And so we look at it from a state perspective. It's green, it brings jobs, and they give us money. Pretty good deal for if you're a politician, so kind of hard to go against it. More specifically, it travels through Santa Clarita. So about a month ago, we began to look carefully at this and ask what might be the impact that it might have on our church. And so as we began to look through the carefully hidden diagrams that they had developed for this, come to find out, if you go around the curve of the 5 and the 14, this high-speed rail goes underground from San Fernando all the way around until you get over towards the Bayless's house. Everybody know where the Bayless's are? The big yellow house down on the corner of Roadrunner? Straight shot about a half mile from here. It pops out of the ground in their driveway, which they really appreciate, and continues on straight line. And the best I can tell by looking at it, the bullet train itself goes somewhere through here. Truly, goes right through our front door. And then continues out into Acton and Palmdale. Now, that's the proposed route. And it's basically the route that they've established. They've looked at hundreds of routes, came down to four routes, decided that was the best route. And for a politician, and if you look at from the air, it really is the best route. It causes the least disruption to the community. And so we need to really be thinking about this, and I wanted to share with you what we're thinking. I think that's important. First of all, let's look at timeline. Timeline on this is that it will begin in 2012, but it won't begin here. It begins up in the Fresno to the Bakersfield area. They're projecting that it will start construction in 2012. The people that we are talking to that are the smart people are saying that that's probably an unrealistic recommendation, that it's going to take somewhat longer than that. But when we sent our guys down to talk to the movers and shakers on this project and ask the question, when will it be coming through here? It will be coming through here in about 25 years. But what they were saying is that they will begin the eminent domain or the condemnation process of properties in the year 2015. Now, remember when 2015 sounded like a long time ago, like a long way in the future, right? Right. All of a sudden, we're looking at it and we do the math, and they say, give or take a year. So it could be 3 years, could be 5 years. So timeline-wise is that they will condemn this property in 3 to 5 years, and they will begin the process of deciding whether or not in all the soils and the reports and all those wonderful things that we just did with the city, if that will come to pass. So then the question is how does that affect our property? And we've spent a lot of time talking, a lot of time praying, and I want to just share with you where we are on this. First question we asked was, well, what does that do to all this work we've done for the back 40, as it were, on our property? The good news is, and we're really grateful for that, is if they condemn our property and they purchase it, with that in place, our property is much more valuable than it will be with it not in place. In other words, that increases the value of our property exponentially. So we're kind of looking at that, and we'll praise God. If all things being equal, if sometime this place is purchased, maybe God has just said, level that place so that your place will be worth so much more money than it would have been otherwise. But irrespective, here's what I really want to share with you this morning. Number one, this is not going to stop us dead in our tracks, period. Tracks, get it? Our plan is to continue to minister as usual. We're not changing a thing. The only thing that might change is it gives us an opportunity to reach out to the valley, to our Sand Canyon community, in a way that we've never been able to do that before, and for that we're praising God. The other thing that I want you to understand, and why this verse and this study is so important to us, is this. No one, and I mean no one, is going to move us from this property apart from God's say-so. And I want us to be so convinced that whatever God chooses to do with us, whether he chooses to let us be here for the next 300 years, that'd be awesome. Or if he chooses in 3 years to move us down the street, it will be not because of the plans of man, but because God has chosen to do it. He has prepared for those who walk with him a plan that goes beyond the plans of man. I love that beautiful verse in Proverbs where it talks about the king plans in his heart his ways, and then the God just kind of moves it in whatever direction that he wants to. And so here's our response to this. We're going to continue to be a beacon to our community. We're continue to work as if we were going to be here forever. We're continue to trust God that he is in the middle of what we're doing in this canyon, and that we will follow well exactly what he tells us to do. If he wants us here, we're here. If he moves us down the street, we move down the street. But irrespective, we were going to continue to, by faith, move forward in what he calls us to do. And as long as we keep following by faith, we're going to find that he will be a blessing to us, and we will be a blessing to the community. So here's what we are not allowed to do as a church. We are not allowed to become fearful. Fearful is not an acceptable response to this situation. We're going to see once again today, as soon as Abraham got fearful, he blew up. And that's what will happen to us. If we get fearful or if we get anxious, then we will be in trouble. Next, we are not, an acceptable response is not anger. We're going to be surrounded by a canyon full of really angry people. They stirred up a hornet's nest here in the Sand Canyon Homeowners Association, which is just amazing. We're going to be a light in that community. We're going to do our best to help people see that God has this church under his wing, and he will do what's best for them. And here's what's going to happen in 10 years. I can prophesy what's going to happen in 10 years. You ready for my prophecy? Okay? If we do what he calls us to do, we're going to be somewhere saying, wasn't God good? Didn't God do a good thing in our midst? You can take that prophecy to the bank. And remember, if prophecies don't come true, you can stone the prophet. So it's like, you know, it's up to you at this point in time. But if we follow by faith and we do what he says, in 10 years from now, as in all waiting tests, we're going to say, of course, didn't God do a great thing in our midst? And the reason we can become sure of that is because we are going to approach this in the only way that is acceptable to God, and that is by faith. Will you say the verse once again with me? Here we go. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. I can't wait to see how God is going to work through this. People ask me how I'm feeling about this. Here's my one word: excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do in the midst of this, and I pray that you will too. If you're not excited about it, come to my office next week. I'll buy coffee. I'll get you excited. God is up to something good. You can count on it.